It's like witnessing a total solar eclipse without protective eyewear. It's the I Can't Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
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 Who's gonna complain? Huh? Him?
I'm gonna sit here and complain.
They said you're on the verge of totality. I said, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like something that I don't want. Being on the verge of totality makes it sound like the world's about to end. Welcome to the show. It's the I Can Complain podcast. My name is John. Everybody's going to see this eclipse. Everybody cares about the eclipse. I couldn't care less about the eclipse. I don't give a shit about the eclipse. And yet, even though I've given no indication that I care in any way about the solar eclipse, I'm being peer pressured. I'm being peer pressured to go watch this shit. I just had a woman tell me, she said, you gotta go watch it. It's not gonna come back until 2045. You don't know if you'll ever get to see it again. I said, bitch, are you questioning my mortality? I'm physically fit. I'm in great shape. I'm shredded. I'm ripped. I'm cut. I'm none of that. But if I was, I'd be around to watch the solar eclipse in 2045. And even though I might not be around in 2045, I don't give a shit about it. I knew the entire situation was already off the rails and fucked beyond belief last week when everybody was preparing their travel plans to go see the eclipse. And they said, John, you're going to want to go to Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio is where you're going to want to be. I said, are we going to score oxys or are we going to watch the eclipse? Because the only reason you go to Dayton, Ohio is to load up on opioids. Shit, I've been to Dayton, Ohio and you wouldn't catch me in the streets after dark. I don't care if dark occurs at 2:30 in the afternoon. You won't catch me out there. Shout out Quaker Steak and Lube for their unlimited buffalo wings. I like that. That's about the only thing that I like about Dayton, Ohio. Real talk though, they said you can either go to Austin, Texas or somewhere in the Rust Belt to view this solar eclipse. And I said, not interested. I'm not going. Supposedly where I am, we're going to be on the verge of totality, whatever the hell that means, and I'm still not interested. Let's just call it what it is. The solar eclipse is a tease. I can't even look at this with my bare eyes. I have to buy special glasses just to look at this son of a bitch. I think that's the part that I dislike most about it. It just comes around randomly and demands my attention, but if I look at it, I'll go completely blind. I'm thinking now, maybe that's actually what happened to the dinosaurs. Maybe they weren't destroyed by an asteroid. Maybe the dinosaurs decided to take a good hard look at a solar eclipse and suddenly they're all blind. That's why I don't fuck with it. I just stay away from it. I don't get involved in the solar eclipse. I'm old school. Hundreds of thousands of years ago, people believed the solar eclipse could actually harm you, especially if you were pregnant. They would dress sometimes in all black to shield themselves from the harmful rays. Of course, in the year 2024, what is all that noise? Jessica, what are you doing in here? I gotta take some stuff down to the bunker for the pizza party. What are you talking about? Why are you having a pizza party in a bunker? I'm having a party for the eclipse, man. We're going underground. We gotta protect ourselves. Now you're being ridiculous. Don't invite me because I'm not going. It's not necessary, Jessica.
So far we've ordered Domino's. We've got the Supreme. I think I got a mushroom on the way.
You got pizza.
You wanna come?
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Make sure to bring your glasses. You're going to want to protect your eyes.
We're going to be underground, Jessica. We're not going to need glasses.
Yeah, well, make sure to dress nice. This could be the end of the world, you know.
It's not going to be the end of the world, Jessica. Nobody's saying it's going to be the end of the world.
Just dress nice. The Jitus sisters are going to be there. You know how much I like to impress the Jitus sisters.
I'm afraid to ask. I really am. I'm legitimately afraid to ask, and you're me.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm my own woman. Second off, you know how much I love the Jitus sisters.
Sometimes against my better judgment, I continue these conversations with you. Jessica, who are the Jitus sisters?
Oh, my friend Lauren Jitus.
Lauren Jitus.
And her sister, Laren. Laren Jitus.
You're an idiot, Jessica.
Takes one to know one. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to take these monitors down to the bunker.
Don't touch the monitors! I'm doing the show here.
Yeah, world's ending later today anyway, asshole. Fuck the show. Let's go to the bunker.
I feel like it's too early for me to have a midlife crisis, but you're really pushing it here.
Yeah, well, come on down after the show, man. We got Mushroom Supreme. We got it all. We're going to have a hell of a bunker party. Mr. Rainwater's going to be there. Ass cheeks and all.
He got the implants?
We got him the implants. Mr. Rainwater's the proud owner of a new set of ass cheeks.
He was born without ass cheeks and eyebrows, guys. I always got to tell him that.
Why do you have to tell him that?
Because it's weird. It's very weird to be born without eyebrows and ass cheeks. So we chipped in. We had that fundraiser last year where we earned enough money to donate it to Mr. Rainwater so he could have ass implants. But seriously, I know I'm making jokes, but I really won't be doing anything for the eclipse. I really won't. I read news stories about how ATMs are going to go offline, so we need to grab cash out of ATMs now. I said, what year is this? And then they said traffic's going to be bad and you got to go stand in a cornfield with some cows in Ohio to actually witness this. And you got to buy our special glasses too. And I said, fuck it, not worth it. Honestly, I'm afraid to leave the house anyway. I'm reading all these news stories. It's violent as shit out here. 2024 is off to a violent start. We've got people getting shot at Chipotle just for not putting enough guacamole in the burritos.
You know, we've been covering the news for a long time, but this is a first.
Fox 2 Detroit again. Every time I pull up a random story, it's always Fox 2 Detroit now. A couple weeks ago, they were giving kids alcohol, and now they're shooting people over guacamole.
A shooting over a guacamole at a crowded restaurant with tons of people eating and in line. It's hard to believe.
But it's not hard to believe. It really isn't. I think Michigan's the new Florida.
We talked to witnesses who saw it all firsthand. Take a look.
Chaos. Well, it looks like a regular afternoon.
Chipotle.
At Chipotle. Sure, there's a little fight. Ignore that and just eat.
A customer shoots an employee.
It was loud.
Well, I will say, most of the time there's no gunshots when I go to Chipotle, but you can't rule it out. Guacamole's expensive, and when you pay for it, you expect to get it.
And then we all just ran out because it was...
Don't run out, finish your meal!
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't expect to,
Yeah, you paid almost $11 for that burrito, and you're just going to leave it behind. Must be nice to be privileged. He's wearing a Columbia hat.
I wasn't really thinking about there was going to be a shot, but there was.
It happened.
You didn't get shot. Finish your food. That's what I say.
Happened shortly before 7 o'clock.
It's impolite not to finish your food.
Clock Friday night at the Chipotle on Evergreen in Southfield.
I would love if the employees just continued to work their shift. Like, yeah, fuck it. There's been a shooting. We got to finish slinging these burritos.
Witnesses say it all started out as an argument over food. A source close to the investigation says it was specifically over guacamole.
I was just eating a bowl and I heard shouting. And then I look over, they're arguing. One of the workers went to the back. I don't know why. And then when he was...
It was just another day in America, eating a Chipotle bowl. You expect maybe some gunshots outside, but you don't expect them inside.
In the back, the customer walked around the counter, tried to grab his food and put it in a bag.
He was trying to help him out.
And then the employee came back and they started fighting.
It's just a little tussle behind the counter. I've seen worse than this on a Monday afternoon at McDonald's.
And then we heard a gunshot and just ran out as quick as we could.
Just a little gunshot.
The employee, a 21-year-old man, shot in the leg but expected to survive.
He didn't even die.
Meanwhile, the suspect.
He took his time getting out. He was probably...
See, he took his time. He realized that there was no need to rush.
30 seconds after it, I was in my car and I saw him just walk out to his car.
Casually.
Close the door and just drive off. Like, yeah. He didn't speed off or anything. It was weird to see.
Police arrest.
That's how you should have acted. You should have just sat in there, finished your burrito, maybe got up and got some extra hot sauce or whatever you needed. Don't be afraid to visit the condiment bar in the middle of a shootout.
Did the 32-year-old man in a parking lot not far away. Customers who witnessed it all, not surprisingly, in shock.
That's not something you'd expect, like ever. I wasn't really thinking ever. I was trying to get out of there after I heard the shot because it got real.
These people are way, way, way off. Where do they think they're living? They're in Michigan. It's the new Florida. Expect gunshots.
All of a sudden, I still really have not processed it. It's going to take me a while for
sure. Yeah, I haven't processed it either. You didn't get to finish your burrito. Tough afternoon.
Sure.
Sometimes you don't get to finish your food, I guess.
Very scary.
Because you were in a rush.
Such an incredibly bizarre story. Now, of course, they closed the doors as soon as...
Incredibly bizarre? I'm pretty sure the Chili's was giving the kid alcohol 2 weeks ago. You're going to have to face the fact that you're not living in heaven. You're living in Detroit. This is going to happen on a regular basis. It's not bizarre at all. It's par for the course.
And meanwhile, no word on whether or not the guy took his food on his way out.
I don't know if that's a joke or if she's just telling us she's a lazy reporter who didn't bother to track down where the burrito went. I need to know the whereabouts of this burrito. She just throws it in there so casually at the end. She's like, yeah, we don't know where the burrito is. I guess you guys don't care about that. You're damn wrong about that. I care where the burrito is. I want to know the details about the burrito. Was it chicken? Was it carne asada? Did it have sour cream on it? Depending on what the burrito had inside of it, depends on whether this shooting was justified or not. One thing I can say for certain is if I was in that reporter's shoes, I would have went undercover to find out where the food went. Because I've been in a similar situation. Remember when the popcorn chicken disappeared from KFC? I remember I was camping out back at the KFC trying to report on it for you guys. Jessica, what are you doing? I gotta get more stuff, man. We gotta fill this bunker up. Why do you have to fill the bunker up? You're only gonna be in there for like 15 minutes. I want it to look lived in. I want everybody to feel welcome. Jessica, look at yourself. Are you carrying around doll knives? Did you raid the kitchen?
I made a pit stop.
And are you carrying around trash? It's not gonna look lived in at all. It's gonna look uninviting and frankly dangerous. You can't have knives in a dark environment like a bunker.
Yeah, but what am I gonna cut the pizza with? I got the Domino's on the way.
They cut the pizza for you, Jessica. You don't have to cut it yourself. This isn't an episode of Breaking Bad. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I do have some news, by the way. One of the Jidus sisters is...
What was that?
One of the Jidus sisters isn't actually going to show up.
Which one can't make it, Lauren or Laren?
I think Lauren's going to be there. I don't think Laren's going to be able to make it this year.
So just to recap and to make sure that I have everything correct, only one of the Jidus sisters is going to be there. Mr. Rainwater has new ass cheeks, and he's going to be there. And you guys are going to sit in a totally dark bunker to survive the solar eclipse and eat Domino's in the darkness. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, pretty much.
As much as I'd like to throw stones, truthfully, I've spent Mondays doing weirder shit than that, so I can't really criticize you, Jessica.
You better hurry up, man. Domino's is going to be here in 10. It's going to be piping hot.
I'll meet you down there. Just take all that shit to the bunker. You're going to wreck the studio.
Well, you best step on it. I'm pretty sure the Meat Lovers is going to go fast.
I best step on it because the Meat Lovers is going to go fast. It's a special woman right there. Special in all the wrong ways. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Friends, it's John here for Pure Russian Rainwater. Ah, yes, Pure Russian Rainwater. Let's enjoy one together. 94% pure since 1997. Friends, when I didn't do the ad last week, some of the listeners got concerned. They said, John, where's the Pure Russian Rainwater ad? Why isn't there a Pure Russian Rainwater ad? And I had to explain to them, I'm too busy drinking Pure Russian Rainwater to actually do a commercial for it.
Hey, you done with that? I'm gonna need that for the bunker.
Get your hands off my Pure Russian Rainwater, Jessica. You don't touch my Pure Russian Rainwater.
Some things in life are just worth protecting.
Like your family.
No.
Your country.
Not exactly.
Oh, I know what's worth protecting. My Pure Russian Rainwater.
Always protect your Pure Russian Rainwater. 94% pure since 1997. The dictator's choice.
And now, without further ado, it's a brand new segment that we've only done 6 times sporadically over the last 3 months. It's something we like to call the headlines. A California man has been arrested after being suspected of taking a leg of a pedestrian who was struck by an Amtrak train and eating it. Everybody's going to be quick to judge the man, but when are we going to start blaming the trains? These conductors out here are getting away with murder. According to a CNBC article, McDonald's is prepared to sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide by the end of 2026. I know I told you this last week. I'm just repeating it because this is the end of civilization as we know it. Just making sure we're all on the same page. Now, an inspirational news story from IGN says the first human patient to receive a Neuralink brain implant used it to stay up all night playing Civilization 6. Huh. I didn't realize future technology was going to be this helpful. Truly remarkable advancements. Experts weighed in and evidently agreed with me, saying we've never seen anybody get to the medieval stage this quickly before. We're impressed. And finally, an article from Business Insider says a student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for $1.3 million insurance scam wound up only getting $7,200 that he now has to return, the prosecutors say. When reached for comment, the man said this entire scheme's costing me an arm and a leg. Well, not an arm. This entire scheme's costing me 2 legs. And those are the headlines. I haven't learned much over the course of my life. I've actually learned shockingly little. Probably dumber than I've ever been. But one thing I do know is if your friend asks you to amputate your legs for cash, make sure you're going to get more than $7,200. Sell your kidney first, and then if the check clears, then you can sell your legs.
I was wrong, by the way. Both the Jidus sisters did show up. Lauren and Laren are here.
I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. I gotta go watch this eclipse in the bunker.
Bye. Hey, is this Domino's? Yeah, it's Jessica again. I'm gonna need some more pies. The Jidus sisters ate the entire spread. Let me get 2 more Meat Lovers. Let me get a cheese. You got any wings? Now let me get about 2 dozen buffalo wings. These giant sisters are hungry as hell.
Fuck job.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You'd be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
Oh, yeah. Nope. What?
I think you could.
Bring me my monocle. I want to look rich.
Why am I asking these questions?
You are no better. I got it. Jason, you're... Should be a man instead of whiny little boy. Call me a whore, you call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy. Because you're...
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts, even some places where you can't. If you want the hoodie, get it now before it's gone. Not going to be available much longer. Link in the description. If you weren't able to witness the solar eclipse, don't worry. We're planning an I Can Complain get-together for 2045. Jessica's already ordered the pizzas. I got extra meat lovers. See you guys next week.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.